Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Kiss Me Quick's Erotica podcast. This is not your favorite sexy librarian, Rose Caraway. This is Big Daddy Dave. Rose is out of town, and she asked me, Dave, please, can you get me something going this week for him? Something good. Something that's a blast from the past. And I said, you got it, baby. I got you covered. So, today, I've got an old one that Rose wrote. Boy, I think she originally wrote this in like 2010, but I think it was released around 2012, I think April 2012. So yeah, 12 years ago. Things are different. We sound different. Our production style is different. The episode is definitely a little bit different. I think this is a fun one. I think it's a good one. I hope you guys enjoy it. Please share, tell somebody, buy an audiobook. Support this show, this podcast, Rose, me, everybody. And I hope you guys have a good time listening to it. And we definitely like hearing from you guys, especially in review form. That's the biggest. Leave us a review. We read them all and we take them into account. You know, if you're not willing to put it into a review, you know, whatever, then how much do you really care? How much do you really have? It's hard to take that very seriously. But we really need the social networking to work for us. So tell a friend, share it with a friend, share it with a girlfriend, share it with a boyfriend, share it with a, you know, anyone in between, and have fun. All right, folks, let's get on with it. Here is Panties Are for Amateurs by my favorite woman and sexy librarian and wife, Rose Caraway.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Kiss Me Quicks podcast. This is Rose Caraway. This show is for adults only. The show today, Panties Are for Amateurs, is dedicated to my lurid listeners, Reynaldo, a Twitter buddy, Jenny Lou, a donator, and Alyssa, who left a sexy little rating in iTunes. I love you and thank you. And now, Panties Are for Amateurs. Jenny Lou couldn't sleep, not since her husband came home and surprise-fucked her. At 4 in the morning, she sat naked, absently stirring cold tea. The small teaspoon circled round and round with feathery light drags against the bottom of a Salvador Dali coffee mug. With her nipples still drawn tight and hard and her middle still warm, she sat with one hand under chin, daydreaming. She'd been affected deeply. Reynaldo had showered away the sticky smells of emergency room chemicals and patient grease, and his skin was toasty from the hot water. The untainted, simple perfume of bar soap combined with Reynaldo's body heat woke her instantly from a dull dream. She knew that her husband wanted to make love, but wasn't ready for it so promptly. No sooner had Reynaldo shifted her legs apart than his big, blunt cock went diving in. It was a pain that teased. As he pumped, the teasing sensation intensified, truly awakening her body for the first time. The unyielding friction that came from the tugging and pushing against her sensitive, unlubricated insides was phenomenal. The spoon stopped stirring. The microwave said it was time to get ready for work. They had opposing work schedules that kept them apart during the week, but sometimes Reynaldo dutifully snuck home to pay his wife a conjugal visit, then raced the clock back to the ER. But this time he didn't wake her with soft, arousing, wet, preparatory kisses. This time he just dove right in, and she couldn't shake it. She walked back to her room and clicked the light switch, casting deep shadows over the rumpled blankets and pillows on the bed. She stood still a moment, her eyes out of focus, her thoughts turned inward. She assumed that their sex life was like most healthy married couples. Reynaldo liked his cock in her mouth, pussy, and occasionally her ass. She liked the same things, and together they joked about how many screwdrivers it would take for an easier time taking it in the ass. Reynaldo would bring the first glass and then say, "Only three more," with a twinkle in his eye, The stronger he made them, the fewer she required. The alarm clock came on, and Marilyn Manson was halfway through delivering his rendition of the Eurythmics song, Sweet Dreams. Jenny Lou listened as she slid the mirrored closet door open. Hanging from a hanger between her clothes and the wall was their zip-up, handy-dandy sex case. It was a sturdy travel case about the size of a shopping bag and could hold about as much. An assortment of his and hers, plugs, dildos, vibrators, and home movies made up the contents of the case. She stared at it as the scratchy, eerie voice trailed from the alarm clock, echoing her thoughts. Some of them want to be abused. Something deeply base and dark began to brew within Jenny Lou. As she reached for the dry cleaning bag that held a white, three-quarter sleeve pressed blouse, her arms stilled. The brewing hunger came to a slow, rolling boil. A pressing realization became clear. A fetish was born. "Who's the model you picked this time?" Alyssa asked as she opened the wooden easels before class. Jenny Lou was sweeping the small stage where the model would stand for 40 minutes while the class drew him. "His name is Murray." She tilted the dustpan into the trash can, letting the dust and debris fall in, then flipped the lid closed. Alyssa was struggling with the last easel, so Jenny Lou hopped down off the stage to give a hand. "What's he look like?" she asked, straining as they both pried the easel's legs apart. The hinges needed to be oiled yet again. "Well," she started with caution, "do you remember that old show, Gilligan's Island, that your dad used to watch?" "Yeah, I remember. The one with those maroon Chinooks, right?" "Why?" Alyssa asked, suspiciously. "Well, Murray looks a lot like the skipper guy." She walked away, passing out supplies to each easel. "What? Why?" Alyssa whined and wrinkled her nose as she helped distribute supplies. "Because I was tired of looking at all the resumes, and he was the only real-looking person in the lot." She couldn't help the sound of impatience in her voice. She was being eaten away by nagging obsession. "But, well, how skippery is he?" Alyssa couldn't help herself. She never got tired of looking at the models' perfect bodies, especially the men. "Oh, stop it. He's real, Alyssa. I promise you'll appreciate him. You probably won't masturbate to him later, but you'll appreciate him. Besides, isn't that why you're taking my class anyway? To appreciate the human body?" Jenny Lou laughed at her friend's dismay. "Whatever," Alyssa said while double-checking the easels. "I'm picking the next guy." "Frickin' skipper." She shook her head. Jenny Lou gazed over the easels too, but her head tilted to one side in a slow daydream. Alyssa waved a hand in front of her eyes. "Hello?" "Huh? What? Oh, sorry." She started talking again, but Jenny Lou was back in La La Land, brushing the side of her cheek with a paintbrush, and her head in the clouds. "Dude, where are you at?" Alyssa asked and plucked the paintbrush away. Jenny Lou smiled. Her pale cheeks were now flushed like roses. Alyssa knew her friend all too well and recognized the distinct glow was usually the result of sexy thoughts and took an excited chest full of air. She wanted the scoop and led Jenny Lou to the desk in the back corner. "All right, spill it, sister. Either Ronaldo rocked your world last night or you get turned on by short, fat, skippery guys." Jenny Lou felt the heat in her cheeks but didn't try to hide it. There wasn't much time to explain, so she kept it short and sweet. "He came home for a quickie last night, as you know he sometimes does." A hand excitedly tugged at a thick lock of short black hair. "Yeah, and?" Alyssa pushed. "And, let's just say, he was ready, but I wasn't. And I really, really liked it." "I haven't had that yet. What was it like? Did it hurt in a good Mellencamp sort of way, or a good flogging in the dungeon sort of way?" Alyssa asked. Jenny Lou sat with her hands tucked between her knees, deciding how best to explain. To her, the quote, dungeon stuff consisted of things like drawing blood, ejaculating into razor-carved cuts, leaving mountainous welts, and titty-binding. Rinaldo wasn't into that kind of stuff, and neither was she, but she did thoroughly enjoy a good spanking on the ass while being fucked from behind, and made a point of admiring the handprint bruises in her long mirror the next day. You know when you go to the beach and the water is freezing cold, and then you go lie down on the sand just to warm back up? You know how it's so hot that it burns, but not bad enough to make you get up, just enough to kind of scald your skin? She asked. Alyssa closed her eyes, picturing the cold ocean, then the white-hot sand. Oh, yeah. Wow, nice. Jenny Lou was already lost in thought again. What? Come on, girl, don't make me beg. Alyssa begged shamelessly. There's more. I feel a little silly, though. I haven't felt anything like this before, so I'm still sort of processing. But I think... No, I know. I need him to do it again. The earnestness in Jenny Lou's face was definitive. Alyssa wanted to discuss the subject further, but the skipper had just walked into the studio. Short, barrel-chested, wiry-haired, and bow-legged. I am so picking the next one, she grumbled. After the first 20-minute session, the skipper took a 5-minute break, and Jenny Lou went outside. Alyssa was getting chatty with another student, so she grabbed her phone and went out alone. Rinaldo was most likely stitching up some kid who'd fallen off his skateboard, or some lady who had put her Ginsu knives to the test and missed. It was amazing, and she was so proud of how Rinaldo stayed composed, that flesh wounds didn't bother him. Rinaldo's calm and cool demeanor had really paid off. With decent help from the art studio's income, they had scrimped and saved for so long and finally owned their dream home. A beach house, complete with white picket fence and a panoramic ocean view for miles. She texted, half expecting he wouldn't be able to respond, but Rinaldo was between patients at that very moment and headed towards the bathroom. Lovely, she said. With quick thumbs, the buttons clicked. She wanted to talk about the previous night. Do you have time? A little winky, smiley face appeared next to an all caps and enthusiastic yes. So Jenny Lou took a deep breath and typed in a descriptive request. Either Rinaldo was now in the bathroom or he was skeptical. After several moments of pacing the narrow sidewalk that wound around the studio, Jenny Lou thought maybe her husband wouldn't respond. But at last the phone beeped. Sounds a little violate-y, the screen read. She wrinkled her forehead. She hadn't thought of it that way. Then another message popped into view. But if it's what you want, smiley face. She let out her breath, relieved. Rinaldo was the best. She responded with two rows full of X's and O's, then headed back into the studio. At her desk, she counted the days until her husband would be home. It was only Tuesday. Ugh. He spent the weekdays at the apartment in the city while Jenny Lou, an hour away, stayed at the beach house getting it ready. It wasn't an easy schedule, but they made it work. In another 6 months, Rinaldo would get to transfer closer, and then it would just be a matter of switching to days instead of nights. One thing at a time. By Thursday, Jenny Lou was on pins and needles. Her sexual turmoil was almost over. Details had been worked out regarding the requests that would reconstruct Rinaldo's magnificent surprise fuck. It took additional reassuring when they got down to it. It was the surprise that she wanted, but he was having a difficult time with it. Jenny Lou could see Rinaldo's eyebrows climbing his forehead with apprehension. To not be turned on and wet so that she was tight and dry was where it was at. Anytime, anywhere, at home, no matter what she was doing, were the parameters so brazenly set. She didn't want to see it coming. In order to assuage her husband's fears of performing like an unscrupulous rapist, Jenny Lou brought up the classic safe word, Albuquerque. Salt was on the wind as waves rolled and crashed onto the flat, sandy beach. Gulls flew overhead, calling to other gulls perched along the private dock in front of the house. At the opened kitchen window, breathing in the evening air, she decided that making a fresh mixed berry pie from scratch would keep her frazzled mind busy. The mere thought of her husband shoving his cock deep inside with unexpected abruptness threatened to make her wet. Jenny Lou manually forced the thoughts away. Mixing bowls, spoons, measuring cups, and ingredients were out on the counter. Rinaldo wouldn't be home until late tomorrow morning. She needed to make herself busy. The next episode from the Savage Love podcast was up, so she decided to listen as other people discussed the sex that she wasn't having. She inserted her earbuds, rolled up the long white sleeves of her blouse, and set to work. In no time at all, a pie dish was lined with homemade crust. The top crust was set aside to be ribboned. Red and purple berry juice was soon all over her fingers and dripped across the counters when she transferred the berries from a metal colander at the sink to a glass bowl on the counter. With generous helpings of fine sugar, she sprinkled the plump dark berries. Mixing was messy business, but she dove into the bowl wrist deep. The volume was up just past the halfway mark on the iPod. Jenny Lou didn't hear Rinaldo's footsteps as they snuck close behind. He liked that she wore skirts all the time. When they'd first met, he asked her why. She told him that it was because skirts allowed for accessibility, but when she wore tight jeans, it only allowed for visibility. And panties were for amateurs anyway, she said. Rinaldo concentrated on timing and precise movement. He'd already prepped his cock before coming into the house. She was between him and the counter. With seamless motion, he lifted the short black skirt and pressed his wife over the counter. Rinaldo hunched his back, let his hips get beneath hers, then rammed his cock inside. She let out a surprised scream, sending berries all over the countertop and floor. His breath fell into her ear when he asked in a rough whisper, "Is this what you wanted?" Berry stains smeared white tiles and Jenny Lou's white blouse. She threw her head back, squeezing berries between her fingers. An outcry of abandoned joy filled the small kitchen, and Rinaldo pushed Jenny Lou over the counter harder and grabbed a handful of berries from the spilled mess. He smeared her pale round cheeks with blue violet and watched as his cock entered and filled her. Jenny Lou was in another world. He was doing it. The initial shock of his dick pushing into her was brilliant with pain. Exhilarating, hot, burning thrusts made her stand on tiptoes. Berry juice made the counter slick, and the side of her face was being bathed in it. His hands were at her waist. Her eyes were closed as she imagined what her husband was seeing and gave him a sexy squeak and wriggle for show. Then a sudden beautiful hot sting with a firm hand landed on her ass, and then her pussy became wet. "More!" she screamed. The sticky, slick berries put an extra sting to it as Rinaldo's hand came down without hesitation a second time. Every time she begged for more, he smacked, sending explosive splatters of purple all over them and the kitchen tiles. Then he whipped her around and pulled his shirt off. He ripped her ruined blouse with enough force to send glossy, pearl buttons flying farther than the berry juice. Then he scooped up a handful of berries, reinserted his cock, and painted Jenny Lou's braless, teardrop-shaped tits. Her own wet, sticky-stained hand held the side of his neck, painting it purple. The squashed fruit slid down his chest in delicious, pulpy drips. With mouse-like whimpers, she opened her legs and let her husband take her. Rinaldo plowed, watching his berry-stained beauty come. When his balls swelled, he pulled out and pushed her down. He used a hand and with vigorous strokes came over her chin and tits. He rubbed the tip through the berry pulp and across her nipples, and then shivered when she took his cock into her mouth to wash the stains away. Over the next 2 weeks, Jenny Lou found herself increasingly frustrated and repeatedly disappointed. There'd been no time for any more surprise fucks or even just plain vanilla sex. Jenny Lou wasn't happy. Rinaldo had to work extra shifts because another doctor's wife had just had a baby. The afternoon they'd shared the berry pie dominated her thoughts. Whether taking a shower, sweeping the floor, or doing bills, she was consumed by the budding, inescapable fixation. Adding insult to injury, the art studio was forced to close due to roof work, so she was forced to fill her time with small, mundane beach house chores. It was something she would have been happy to do under normal circumstances, but lately nothing felt normal. She could only paint so many walls, hang so many curtains, and stencil so many decals in the bathrooms before going crazy. She was physically exhausted, but the mania wouldn't let her brain turn off, even when she needed the rest. "It's a living hell, huh?" Alyssa commiserated over the phone. "Yes, and hell hath no fury like a fetish left neglected," Jenny Lou said, exasperated. "Oh, geez. Look, it's simple, okay? Just stop thinking about it. The part that does it for you is the surprise, right?" "Yeah, but it's not that simple. I can't stop thinking about it. It's all I think about." Jenny Lou felt like she might explode. "Do you think something's wrong with me?" Her voice was somewhat sheepish. "No, absolutely not. It's just your first real experience tapping into your true sexual nature. You're still in the early stages of figuring it all out. Don't worry. Everybody's got something. You're perfectly normal, sister. Trust me." "Well, then what's your fetish?" she asked. "This isn't about me, so let's not go there. Just stop obsessing so hard about it. Let it happen. Remember, you need that surprise, the shock and suddenness. Don't you think it'd be better if it happened with you not waiting for it, to actually be surprised by it?" "You're right," Jenny Lou admitted, but still curious about what kinky addiction Alyssa had. "That's it, really. God, how do you make it sound so simple? Let's just say, been there, done that." "Oh, you can't say that and not tell. What's yours?" "Do you really want to know? I mean, really know?" "Yes. 'Cause I don't know if you can handle it. I mean, you want your husband to rape you. It's not like that, and you know it." Jenny Lou was almost offended. "I'm just kidding, I know. I just owe you one for that skipper model you picked. Seriously, he might have been worth drawing, but the whole thing lacked a certain fun, sexy quality."
"Give me a break on the model already. Tell me about this big, dark secret you've been hiding," she laughed.
"I seriously don't think you can handle it. You really want to know? I'm just looking out for you."
"Oh my God, yes!"
"Okay, well, while we've been here talking, I've been getting my pussy eaten."
"Holy crap!"
Jenny Lou hung up the phone as the words came out of Alyssa's mouth. "That was it? Talking on the phone during? No," she told herself. "That wasn't possible." She mulled it over in her mind. The sheer talent required to actually accomplish this feat was inconceivable. She'd sounded so normal, she thought. Oh, Alyssa was good. Rinaldo was in the shower getting ready. He'd slept late, and it took all Jenny Lou's willpower to not wake him. It would be better to hold off. Alyssa was right. Her desire was boiling like mad, but she would wait. When everyone finally left, maybe Rinaldo would surprise her then. They were having a housewarming slash fight night party at the beach house. Rinaldo loved the sport of cage fighting, but Alyssa and Jenny Lou loved to admire the muscular bodies. Alyssa had a particular talent when it came to drawing men's bodies, specifically MMA fighters. It had soon become tradition for the two women to sketch the fighters, oftentimes set to a background relating to their monikers. Most fighters were in spectacular shape, and Alyssa's pencil could capture the most finite details with an uncanny eye of realism. Jenny Liu's favorite drawing was of one fighter named Clay the Carpenter Guida, all sweaty and flexed, wearing a low-hung utility belt around his naked, muscled waist and a hammer in hand. She included a long nail, barely hanging from the fighter's parted lips, with his usual mussed hair hanging over his caveman eyes, seeming to look directly at Jenny Liu, asking for a good fuck. At first glance, there was absolutely nothing sexy about the fighter when he was in the cage, bouncing around nonstop with blood dripping from the deep gashes in his face. But Alyssa had captured a fascinating allure hidden within the man, like magic. Ronaldo's friends were already there and loading their plates and finding seats in front of a new sleek TV mounted on the family room wall. The prelim fights had begun and beer bottles were popped open. The party was in full swing. And all the while, Jenny Liu made attempt after pathetic attempt to ignore her desperate thoughts. She was just coming to the kitchen to get refills for the guys when Alyssa called from the door as she let herself in. "Hey, girl!" "Hey!" It was the same Alyssa, but she saw her friend in a strange new light. She grabbed the six-pack that was dangling precariously from Alyssa's fingers and then saved her handbag from falling from the other hand as she balanced notebooks and pencil boxes in her arms. "Good Lord, woman, what have you got in this thing?" Jenny Liu asked. "Just my vibrator, a couple of dildos, some lube, and oh, my nipple clamps." "What? I have another party after this one," Alyssa said with an exaggerated wink as she set the art supplies on an already crowded counter. "I brought those books you loaned me, freak. Figured you'd have your bookshelves ready." "Oh, cool. Thanks. Let's get this stuff in the other room. I think you just missed one of the prelims. And by the way, you're the freak." Jenny Liu grabbed the pencils while Alyssa wrangled the notebooks. The room erupted in shouts of shock and amazement. It was between fight replays. Alyssa took Jenny Liu's spot and got comfy next to Ronaldo, then looked over the back of the couch. "Jenny Liu, bring us a beer?" "Sure," she said as cheerily as she could muster. She hated to pout, but damn it, she was fucking horny, and her best friend was closer to her husband than she'd been for days. She set the pencils on the end table and stoically played hostess. She took a place on the other couch and began sketching the fighters. It only took half of the first round for her to notice that her drawing looked like mottled shit with Batman boobies. Alyssa was merrily carrying on conversation with Ronaldo, sketching and watching the fights with ease. Jenny Liu found herself ridiculously jealous. She couldn't even sit next to her husband for a little contact sex buzz. It was like she was invisible to him, and that rankled her more than she could handle. She hauled herself off the couch and went to the kitchen, looking for anything to tidy up. The tall white trash can was overflowing. Everything had been stuffed down inside the bin into a tight, compacted brick. With frustrated huffs and exerting serial yanks, the stretchy plastic bag eventually pulled free. She went through the garage and had to squeeze between the bumper of Ronaldo's truck and the dryer to get to the outer door. Just as she opened it, Jenny Liu was violently spun around. The garbage sack went tumbling to the ground and her tiny denim skirt was hoisted up to her waist. A quick finger located her pussy hole, then Ronaldo rammed his cock inside, making his wife grunt at the sudden ambush. She was pinned against the wood siding of the house and properly drilled. Like a criminal being searched for contraband, Jenny Liu opened her hands against the side of the house, submitting. She tried to stifle her cries and yelps so guests wouldn't hear. God, she loved her husband and now understood why he'd been ignoring her. Both he and Alyssa understood, but it had taken until now for Jenny Liu to grasp the full scope of things. And right now, it was finally happening. A cheek was pressed hard against the house, and Ronaldo's breath was hot against her ear. His teeth clamped down on the lobe, and Jenny Liu cried out.
She licked and sucked his palm. Her breath was stifled. Long, quick thrusts crushed her body against the house, unleashing demands for him to quench her. The excitement of pain was savored with each and every dry second. His cock must have chafed as he moved inside the hardly damp opening. The searing friction was an exact, stimulating thing of perfection. His grunts were magnificent, and then Jenny Lou felt a sudden wave of warmth fill her pussy, the moment she became wet. Now her husband's cock slid through the outpour of lubricant like an oiled piston, with long, smooth heat. Rinaldo drilled hard, fast, and the tightness around his cock convulsed. His breaths were short and heavy. He held her against the house a little harder, and together, they created a body-racking flurry of cum inside Jenny Lou. He pulled his wet hand from her mouth and lowered her skirt. He turned her body to face him and then kissed her. He gave one tit a teasing squeeze and with a heavy, recovering whisper said, "I love you." Rinaldo left just as quickly as he'd arrived. Jenny Lou stood on weak knees against the side of the house, disheveled, with cum running down her thighs. She was catching her breath. Only when she could trust her legs did she toss the trash can into the dumpster with a smile. She went back inside to get herself cleaned up. Alyssa was nowhere to be seen. She finished tidying the kitchen, grabbed two more beers, and then plopped down on the couch. She tried to catch Rinaldo's eye, but he was engrossed in another fight. This time, she wasn't offended. She sat sipping her beer, reveling. The fact that she could have been caught turned her on. No one suspected what had happened, and her lips curled. Could it be that her fetish was already, and quite suddenly, evolving? She glanced at her husband and found him staring. He flashed a quick smile and held up his beer. "Cheers," she thought. Alyssa returned, blocking Jenny Lou's view when she sat down next to her. So she looked at the television, but didn't watch. She was still in a dreamy state of sexual revelry. Alyssa slid a folded piece of paper under her hand. "What's this?" she asked. She unfolded the sheet, and the image she saw was the most beautiful thing. It was a perfectly penciled replica of Jenny Lou and Rinaldo from just minutes ago against the side of the house. Her denim skirt was circled around her waist, her arms outstretched, her hands open. Rinaldo's hand was covering her mouth with his pants askew, revealing just half of his muscular ass. Alyssa had captured him in mid-thrust, his cock halfway out and his balls were in mid-swing. Jenny Lou felt her cheeks burning with embarrassment, but when she saw the delicate, beautifully intimate expression revealed on Rinaldo's face, her embarrassment changed. His eyes were partially opened, as was his mouth. The way his hips and shoulders curved around, cupping her body with his head slightly tilted back, made her heart thump all over again. She'd never seen her husband from such an angle, so ungoverned and completely lost in their sex. "We're beautiful," she choked under her breath to Alyssa. "Yeah, you were." For Stupid Fish Productions, this is Rose Caraway. Do 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 da da. Do 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 da da. I'd like to thank the following musical artists: Alex Barroza, Malaventura, Aliclair Ensemble, Do Cashitiru, Speck, Steph Sachs, but I want to call him Stiff Sex. Jose Travieso. And the featured credit song by Unreal DM. Don't forget to subscribe to the Kiss Me Quicks podcast so that you'll get the next show, Completing the Rounds. Of course, I love those 5-star ratings on iTunes too. Be sure to contact me after leaving me a sexy review afterwards to get your bonus episode. Thanks so much for listening. See you soon. Stupid fish. Confucius say, pickle make squishy bookmark. Rose Caraway say, cock make good lollipop.